Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The U.S. government thinks the hack of Starwood involving 500 million guests of the hotel chain that's now owned by Marriott was the work of the Chinese. This work may be stretching back a number of years. Craig Timberg writes in the Washington Post that this investigation is ongoing. You know, what is the U.S. seeing here that points to Beijing? What's the evidence you're hearing about?
You know, right from the very beginning of this, when it broke a couple of weeks ago now, there were a lot of signs that it was a nation state type attack. When criminals steal your data, they try to monetize it pretty quickly by selling stuff on the dark web. This didn't happen here. So people were suspicious right away. And there's just been sort of like technical signatures that have made it clearer and clearer that the Chinese are, at a minimum, the leading suspects in this.
And it's not just Starwood we're talking about. There's a government agency, some health insurers. Do we have any sense of the scope of the of Chinese hacking?
I think it's fair to say that the Chinese hackers want as much data as they possibly can. We've been for years now, we've been hearing about kind of any manner of targets, the Office of Personnel Management, other government agencies, health insurers. You know, here we have the hospitality industry. It seems to be a rather voracious operation there based in Beijing, where they're trying to get as much data as they can to track, you know, targets that are important to them.
The president has talked about the Chinese stealing our technology. What would China get out of hacking data? What's in it for them?
Well, if you look, this is a huge hotel chain, right? W Hotels, you know, you name it. There's, you know, they're part of the Starwood chain. And so basically every traveler in the world at some point is probably checked into one of these hotels. And so that means diplomats, spies, military personnel, journalists, business executives, everybody. And so if you have their names, home addresses, phone numbers, potentially credit card numbers, passport numbers, you can do a remarkably detailed kind of map of the important people in the world. And with the hospitality industry, you also get when people go places, where they stay, who they stay with, and when they leave. So from an intelligence point of view, this is just a massively valuable trove.
Yeah, they would look over all of this data. They would find the important people that they want to know more about and maybe see if they can learn more about these individual people and all this.
Right. It's big data, right? And, you know, the whole world now runs on big data. But if you're an intelligence agency, knowing who is who and what they're doing and who they're doing it with and where they're doing it is pretty much the jackpot.
And I guess the reaction from the Chinese is that, you know, we condemn any kind of cyber intrusions and cyber attacks.
Yeah, and they've denied knowing anything about this. And look, it's not like any government in the world really fesses up about this intelligence operation. So I think we obviously have to take all of that with a grain of salt.
Any idea on what is coming next from the U.S.? Will there be indictments? Is there anything else moving forward?
There are some, you know, Justice Department efforts against Chinese hacking generally that are coming, but we're not under the impression that this will be part of it. This investigation is still kind of in the early days. What we have now are markers, pointers. We don't really have anything that's like at a point where the Justice Department can start writing indictments.
Craig Timberg with the Washington Post. Craig, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.